Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel has been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now on with the memes. Number one, we have a comic showing us the difference between women when you're dating them and when you're married to them. I guess the artist is trying to tell us that they put on fishnets. Actually, once they know they have your balls in their purse because you married them, they'll do whatever they want. Gone will be the sweet and tender girl that you met, and in her place will be a controlling harpy. But to be honest though, these days they act like they're married, usually when you move in with them. Up next is fatphobic AI that's still not generating a supermodel that looks like Lizzo. Even the AI knows the only thing about a fat supermodel is that she's had too many supersized meals. Obviously Babylon Bee is a satire site, but the truth is that you'll never see fashion designers, mainly gay males, design clothing for fat females. They're really designing clothing for women that have the body proportions of tall, skinny twinks. If you're wondering what that term means, then it's not for you. Number three, we have a woman putting her boobies out so she can get some attention. Plus, she's trying to wow us with her brain, too. Then a mechanic charged her only $192 for an oil change because he thought she was cute. No, honey. If that's the case, he thought you were dressed like a slut looking for a discount. So he charged you four times the price. He probably just told her she was cute to compliment her before ripping her off. Moving on is a legend of a man caught spiking his female date's drinks with Viagra to make sure they weren't getting boners, because you never know these days if they were born male or not. Apparently, if a woman takes Viagra, it's known to occasionally increase blood flow to her flesh folds, making her more sensitive and aroused in theory. But most women just get headaches and indigestion when they take it. This dude is brilliant in a sense, but you still shouldn't spike anybody's drink. Number five is a woman that says it's okay for men not to be 6'2" with six-pack abs, and then we can have a fat tummy too. This is something that only a desperate single mother with over $30,000 in credit card debt might say. Sounds to me like this message was sent to those guys in their friend zone. Women's expectations and standards are going up exponentially, so I don't believe this woman at all. I think she's desperate and must have hit the wall. Up next is a 2015 study revealing that 69% of all divorces in America were initiated by women. What's scary, though, is that college-educated women initiated divorce at 90%. But why are they doing it? The article says that it's all men's fault. Maybe it's them getting college degrees making them feel like they're always right. But I think it's feminist indoctrination in college. Comment down below what you think the reason is. Number seven, we have a woman that got dumped by her own husband for her own daughter. Now the daughter and him are having a child. They left when she was 18, so it looks like it was perfectly legal. Is this man the hero we want, or is he the hero we need that ruined this single mother's life? Moving on is a 27-year-old woman complaining that every guy she meets just wants to use her for sex. She sleeps with men hoping for commitment, and then they tell her that they aren't interested. She doesn't understand why she's pretty enough for Chad to sleep with, but not commit to. I guess she's not smart enough to realize that trading sex with the hopes of getting commitment back doesn't work anymore. Of course, she also claims that she doesn't sleep with the men she meets right away, usually within weeks or months. Number nine is a meme about Taylor Swift having 500 songs about guys leaving her and zero about giving out BJs. If she ever stopped dating, she would run out of material rather quickly. Everyone seems to think the more important part in all this is not giving men pleasure. And somehow the fact that she doesn't want to go down on them is something to do with this. I think she's just trying to use her fame and fortune and doesn't believe that she should have to do what other women do. Number 10 is a crazy photoshopped image of a Muslim woman. Maybe it's even AI generated. But the truth is, what use is it for Muslim women to cover up their hair when you can still see all their curves and more? I think the hijab is for Allah and the rack is for Abdullah. She looks like she might even have more meat on her than a kebab rack at a deli. Up next is the age-old question, what is something you could both say to a politician in first date? If you're a woman, you could say that you're a communist, and funny enough, many of them do that. How about I'll be putting my donations into your treasury tonight? Or you're going to cost me a lot of money, aren't you? or my favorite, how hard are you going to screw me? Number 12 is a woman that had a threesome with her boyfriend and ended up enjoying the other guy more. Looks like they'll probably be scheduling more threesomes in the near future. Unfortunately, this is probably another Lonely Fans ad, and these are everywhere these days on Twitter and X, trying to get men's attention. So we find out who they are, and then we paid for their OnlyFans pages. I call this desperation marketing. I just don't know who's more desperate, the women or the simps. Moving on, we have four couples hanging out, and three of the women are on their men's shoulders. But one woman, the fattest, also with the tallest guy, clearly isn't on his back, because she'd probably break it. Maybe she's also been pregnant for the last 5 years. But don't worry, because eventually the other three women will also get heavier, so the photo will match. But I don't think she's pregnant, because if you look at her legs, they're definitely fat. Number 14 is sex offender Ghislaine Maxwell, receiving prison benefits after converting to Judaism. She's like Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning, that converted over to becoming trans, which most likely helped reduce her prison time. You know what they say in the Big House, religion only lasts as long as the sentence. Moving on, it looks like women are revealing that they're dumping their boyfriends after watching Barbie. So why is that? Maybe it's because the film is all about man-hating, and some of that has been transferred onto these women. Remember, not all women go to college and can't be reached by feminists that way. If you watch the film, Ken goes from incel to MGTOW, if that even makes any sense. Number 16, this is what it feels like when you move in with a typical woman and her stuff arrives. Half of it is purses and shoes that she'll never use. One whole cargo container full of makeup and cosmetics as well. But please don't forget, this is just the first shipment. There's always more. Plus what's in the storage locker and her parents' place. Moving on, many men would rather restore a coal-fired steam engine instead of going to therapy. That's what women don't understand. That men have hobbies and it's actually women that go to therapy. Not only psychotherapy, but shopping therapy as well. For men, achieving a goal is its very own form of therapy. Women want us to go to therapy, so we're told how we need to focus more on our relationship. I give the woman in our life more attention. That's why they really want us to go. Number 18 is a woman that's happy that her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend isn't as pretty as her. Someone then responds by saying that her ex is not going for looks anymore because she taught him a valuable lesson, i.e. other things are way more important, such as being able to keep her mouth shut so the guy can actually get a moment's peace. Up next is my favorite for the week. It's a couple and the guy's dog used to be so happy when it was just the two of them. Now the dog is probably thinking to himself, we were happy before, she ruined everything. Number 20 is the official violent crime statistics in Canada, before and after Justin Skippy Trudeau took over. The Conservatives were bringing violent crime down, and then Trudeau comes in and during his reign, houses double in price. Immigration goes through the roof, and most importantly, the government releases violent criminals back onto the streets a day after they were caught by police in many cases. Remember, folks, weak men create hard times. Looks like banning handguns sure got crime down. Number 21, we have a woman that says her husband is gay, but they are married with two kids and have great sex. Maybe that's what he told her to make her want him. Some women have the desire to conquer the unconquerable men out there. If a man is gay and she can turn him towards the queef side of the force, then she'll feel like her body and sexuality are powerful enough to turn gay men straight. She's got vaginal alchemy like turning lead into gold. But it looks like even gay guys do better than straight beta guys in the sexual marketplace these days. Moving on is a driving school with one of its vehicles stuck in the front of the building. Apparently one of the instructors lost control and went right through the window. I wonder if it was an Asian female. Number 23, we have a woman that needs to distance herself from a boyfriend because he cried in front of her. Women say they want a sensitive man that opens up his feelings, which means he tells her what he feels, so she can pretty much use it against him later. But opening up and crying in front of her doesn't do that, it only disgusts women. Women's minds are constantly in chaos. They need you to be the rock in the storm. If you're not, then they'll pretty much look to leave. Up next, we have a woman that found a man that she was attracted to at a sports ball game. She asked the internet to help find him. He responded back by saying that she's not his type and basically publicly humiliated her. That's how you treat thoughts that post your picture on social media without your permission. I'm glad this woman was rejected from even being a coal burner. The only thing the guy did wrong here was say that he was sorry. Number 25 and the last one is Riley Reid, and someone pointing out that her director slash husband is only 5'5", so there's hope for short dudes out there. But what he failed to mention is that she's been banged by 10,000 dudes. Her husband only has to accept that she's accepted gallons and gallons of other guys' semen. People also tend to forget what she really looks like without the makeup. Egads. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, so that new viewers can also find it. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.